comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money. Money, 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 money.
Sequester was not designed as a mechanism that was supposed to happen. It was designed to be so nuts that everybody would do everything possible to make sure it didn't happen. That's what sequester was about.
Leon Panetta was a member of the U.S. House of Representatives from 1977 to 1993. It was during his time as representative of California's 17th district that the term sequestration came to be. The idea of imposing automatic spending cuts in the federal budget was first put in place by the Balanced Budget and Emergency Deficit Control Act of 1985. Designed to never happen, somehow the U.S. has found itself on the doorstep of sequester budget cuts. And West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin asked Panetta, what about next steps?
So we're faced, and if the American public is watching us, engaging what we do, and if we say, if we do what we say and fulfill our promises, if we can't come to the financial fix the country needs, sequestering is our penalty. We don't want to penalize and, like you say, hollow out the force, if you will. How can we help fulfill our promise to the American people that we'll, since we can't come to this, I hope we can. I hope we avoid it. But if we don't, is there language we could give you all to live with the amount of sequestering that the cuts will bring?
Senator, there is no fix here. I got to tell you that it would be irresponsible for the Congress to allow sequester to go into place.
Panetta scolded the senators, saying the U.S., which is the sole remaining superpower, has always had a military that made a big impression on the world. And sequestration is going to make that military a second-rate military.
And now to say, well, somehow we can't come together to figure out what savings we have to put in place in order to trigger sequester, so I guess we'll just have to let sequester happen, I think is irresponsible.
Speaking to a group of students at Georgetown University, Panetta said that a dangerous and callous attitude had developed among some Republicans and Democrats, that these dangerous cuts can be allowed to take place in order to blame the other party for the consequences. He says this is a kind of so what attitude that says, let's see how bad it can get in order to get the other party to blink. But what he was suggesting is what takes place in the blink of an eye can take a generation to recover from. J.J. Green, WTOP News.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.